You're now tuned in to the F&B segment, proudly brought to you by F&B Namibia.
A very good morning to you, and if you're just joining us, as you are now tuned into the F&B segment, F&B Namibia segment, and today we have Gerald Liebenberg, the F&B Information Security Officer. Good morning, Mr. Gerald. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing wonderful, and yourself?
I'm all right. I believe today we're talking about the most common scam that affected Namibia. What is the most common scam affecting Namibia today?
Well, Mike, the most common scam is the impersonation scam.
Yeah.
Where fraudsters pretend to be from our various banks or mobile providers, and they try to trick our individuals into sharing their OTPs, banking passwords, or even installing remote access applications like AnyDesk or TeamViewer.
All right. So, and why do scams use remote tools like AnyDesk or TeamViewers?
Well, these fraudsters, they try to gain full control over your device.
Mm.
Once this software is installed, they can access your banking apps, they can read your SMSs, they can even go as far as transfer funds without you knowing.
Okay. So, and what signs indicate that a call might be a scam?
Well, the usual red flags includes that they try to drive urgency, they make threats that your account will be suspended, or they even request confidential information like your PINs, your OTPs, or ask you to install unknown applications. No legitimate bank will ask for this over the phone.
All right. And how can the average person verify if a call or a message is actually legitimate?
Well, once you suspect that that the call or the message may be malicious, immediately hang up, call your bank or the service provider on their official numbers. Those numbers are usually listed on their website. Never trust caller ID, and also avoid clicking on suspicious links.
All right. So when you said never trust caller ID, what is that? What is a caller ID?
Well, these days, most of our users make use of applications that show a user's name whenever they get a phone call.
Mm.
One of these applications, for instance, is Truecaller.
Mm.
So those caller IDs can also be spoofed, giving the receiver of the call the wrong idea of who is calling them.
All right. And what should someone do if they have already given access or details to a scammer?
Well, in terms of access, usually these scammers, they connect via the internet. So first thing is to disconnect all your devices from the internet, inform your bank, also change your passwords as they might have extracted those from your device, and also have your device then scanned for any malicious software that can later on provide them with more information on your stuff.
So when you disconnect you from internet, how does that help?
Well, as I mentioned, all these remote softwares, they connect via the internet. And as soon as you disconnect your internet connection, that renders them basically useless.
All right. And are banks doing enough really to protect their clients from scams?
Well, banks are actively improving their fraud detection systems. They are implementing multi-factor authentication, which also secures the client or the users, and also investing in public awareness campaigns. But then again, also our users should also take personal responsibility for staying alert.
All right. And what role does the social media play in online scam?
Well, as we know, most of our people, they view social media, and social media is a goldmine for scammers. They gather personal details to craft these believable scams, and they can even go as far as cloning profiles to defraud your friends and family. So be cautious on what you share publicly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You also mentioned that the users must also take personal responsibility for staying alert. So what do you mean by that? What does the user need to do to be staying alert?
To stay alert is basically the awareness on where the scams are coming from, how to identify when it is a scam, what to do right after that. So yes, that is from a user's perspective for staying alert, staying aware of the scams.
All right. So then why do people still fall for these scams, even if with so many warnings that they receive?
Well, these scammers are very highly skilled manipulators. So they usually play on one's three of one's emotions, fear, urgency, or excitement. Mm-hmm. They try to exploit those, and even our educated individuals, they also still fall victim to those, especially when they're caught off guard or they're put under pressure.
Yeah. When you say they exploit fear and urgency or excitement, what kind of fear and urgency or excitement are in the users? Or in individuals,
If it's talking about fear or urgency, when these scammers call, they usually tell you that your account is about to be suspended if you don't comply to what they ask. Mm. So immediately you are filled with fear that your account will be deactivated, you will lose your money. So yes, and excitement, it comes, I'm sure most of us have seen that you get this these messages where you have won $1 million, so that plays with the excitement again.
Yeah. All right. So, what simple daily habits can help improve personal cybersecurity?
Well, at the base, a strong and a unique password. Passwords should not be shared among your different applications. Where possible, enable two-factor authentication. Also on public Wi-Fis, not to do any banking transactions. Mm. And always to think before you click on any of the links. And then lastly, to keep your devices and applications updated and always to be aware on how to protect yourself
from
these scams.
Yeah. And where can Namibians go for help or to report cybercrime?
Well, once such a scam has happened, immediately call your bank to ensure that your funds are safeguarded, and then you can also report it to the Namibian police.
All right. So any other information that you may think still important that you would like to share with our listeners today?
Well, always stay safe, think before you click, and always remember that FNB is in this battle with you.
Yeah.
Into safeguarding us.
So you said contact your bank immediately. Is there a number that that for the bank that one can always, you know, call that you can maybe share in the, on air?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. So it is +264 61 299 2222.
All right. Geraldo, thank you for having you this morning on the FNB segment.
Thank you very much, Mike. Thank you very much, Mike, for having me.
All right.
Thank you, and may you have a good day.
You have a good day, sir, as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried? This has been the F&B segment, proudly brought to you by F&B Namibia. Catch the F&B segment every Monday from 7:45.